Koepka looking like she would take a shot. She did not. 45-40, 2:19 to play. Hoosick Valley with the basketball. Pressure out in front. Koepka working up top left side. Back to Kilmartin. In the middle, Anderson. Triple team pressure. She turns and shoots. No good. Laws pulls down the rebound. Mallory Laws shovel pass to Marge McHenry, and here comes Notre Dame once more. 1:59 to play. 45-40 ND.
Well, you run a little clock off when you get the ball into Agan.
Back outside now. Kate Kelly in the corner. Margie McHenry. She is pressured, but she's going to look to work it up top now. Margie brings it to the point. 8 on the shot clock. To the left side now. Mal Laws looking to double down. The ball is dribbled out of play off the hands of Kayla Ryan. It will still be Notre Dame, but Larry, they only have 3 seconds on the shot clock.
A run Laws off or Manuel off with a curl, a catch and shoot.
All right, they're going to look.
And Laws is open, but
well,
it's got to be a catch and shoot.
All right, and look at this, and the pressure in the backcourt and the shot clock violation will be charged. And that stops the play for a moment anyways. 1:33 to go, 45-40. It'll be Hoosick Valley basketball.
And they need a defensive stop right here, Bob. This is where they really got to play good defense and get this stop. Because I think as they get this stop, this could be the game.
Right side, Kilmartin up top. Kilmartin, pressure. Notre Dame's defense is there. They knock it down. Kilmartin recovers. Kilmartin at the point. Bounce pass now to Ryan. Ryan in the middle. It's batted out. Who's got the ball? Mal Laws fights for it. She's got it. Jump ball. Still Hoosick Valley possession.
That possession arrow sometimes, you know, it's a great rule, but when you play good defense like Notre Dame just played and the possession arrow goes against them,
that's a tough break.
Very unfortunate.
All right, Amanda White lobbing it down deep. Kilmartin from the corner. No good. Rebound. Anderson the putback. It won't go. Kaylee Manuel with a huge inside rebound. A minute to go in this ball game. Notre Dame, they've got to burn some time now. Robert Kelly says, slow it down, ladies. Margie McHenry near side. Kaylee Manuel up top. Out front now, Kate Kelly. Deep in the corner, Margie McHenry. 13 on the shot clock. Underneath, there's a foul committed. And that will be on Hoosick Valley. With 42 seconds left, it's going to send Kate Agan to the foul line. Notre Dame leading 45-40.
And Notre Dame doing the right thing, getting the ball inside to Agan. And she'll shoot 1-1.
All right, here's Kate Agan going to the line, folks. She has 10 points this afternoon and has been very consistent from the foul line. The shot is good.
Still a two-possession game of 6 points. If she makes this, they go up 7-3 possession games. Very difficult for Hoosick Valley.
All right,
important
Kate Agan.
Free throw right here.
Right, working on her 12th, but the most important thing, this foul shot. Oh, she did not get it. Did not get the foul shot, and the Valley has the ball. Katie Kilmartin, front court. She's going to go the distance. She drives through, kicks it outside to Koepka. The three off the rim. It's tipped up, pulled down. Who's going to get it? Notre Dame will have possession with 28 seconds left.
Right, and Coach Dorman wants to call a timeout now. His team trails by 6. Well, right now, entry pass, very important right now, getting it inbounds. And no turnovers, no unnecessary fouls. And
right.
Ross will take it out. I get it to McHenry. And yes,
and
he has it.
That's what they do. So Margie, they're going to work on her in the backcourt. Margie's going to dribble across the timeline.
And there's the foul.
So Margie will get fouled and will go to the foul line.
6 seconds elapsed from the clock. All Margie has to do, basically, Hoosick Valley, not a good three-point shooting team, but we're going to have to
good.
Change it.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that was huge right there. And Notre Dame, 22 seconds away, as they boost a lead of 47-40.
All they got to do now is just play the Matador defense.
There
no
you go,
fouls.
Coach. Second foul shot made.
Just put pressure on the ball. No fouls. No unnecessary fouls.
So Crusaders with the basketball. Entry pass to Anderson. Tries to finish. It won't drop in. A fight for the ball. This time they get an alternating arrow. How about that?
Finally in their favor.
So just 2 seconds away, folks. There it is. Elmira Notre Dame pulls it out. They win this one 48-41.